Indie Music Monthly, featuring hot local bands, live interviews, and good times.
Yeah!
Tune in every Tuesday from 5 to 6 for your weekly dose of what's happening in print, on stage, and live on the airwaves. It's Discorder Radio.
Discorder
on CITR.
CITO.
CITR
101.9 FM.
101.9 FM in Vancouver.
It's 5 o'clock Tuesday. It's time for Discorder Radio. Actually, technically, it's 4... Oh, no, it's just 5 o'clock now. We started, it was still in the 459 region. Technically, the earliest start in Discorder Radio history. We got a great jam-packed show for you today. Lots to discuss. CITR announcing the block party lineup for Labor Day weekend. There's a Hockey Dad show happening tomorrow night. The Seawees Sunset Festival. The Lululemon Half Marathon. Yeah, they've got a bit of a music element. We're going to talk about that later in the show. As well as the last Come Friday, this Friday, at the Cobalt, featuring these guys who have a brand new 7-inch that was being released today. Phoenix Thunderbird with Economic Life. Brand new single. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9, the brand new, brand spanking new single from Phoenix Thunderbird, released today, August 11th, Economic Life, from the boys in Phoenix Thunderbird. No stranger to us here at Discorder Radio. Good guys, Jordan Ardenas, the frontman for that group, was the former under-review editor of Discorder Magazine. Of course, this is Discorder Radio, the on-air baby of Discorder Magazine, 32 years of being Vancouver's Indie Music Monthly. We played those guys to kick off the show, not only because it's a kick-ass tune, but because they are part of an event happening this Friday night. We'll tell you about more about that in a second. But hey, everybody, what's up? This is Wade here along with Matt Muse.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Yourself?
Oh, not too bad. Just chilling in the brand new CITR studios at beautiful UBC.
Yes, it is the beautiful new studios. We got the lights dimmed. Actually, the lights off for the first time. All this nice natural light pouring in. That's definitely a plus. A bit of a negative to the plus is that the female voice of reason for the summer season, Miss Liz Holiday, is on holiday. Actually, she's studying hard for an exam. She said, quote unquote, semi freaking out right now. So, Liz, we hope you're taking some deep breaths, and we wish you all the best in passing your exam and joining us next week here on Discord Radio. We miss you. But yes, so this Friday is the final Come Friday at the Cobalt.
What's Come Friday, Wade?
That is a very good question. Well, this has been an event they've been doing now for, I think, about the last 3 years. It's been a night every Friday at the Cobalt, lots of different bands. And this is a quote from their Facebook page is, "How about we Viking funeral this effing party with some loud music and self-indulgent band lineup?" So, Trevor Risk from the Cobalt has helped me to organize this with some of the bands that are playing include Medium Cool, 42, Actors, Greenback High, Sex with Strangers. First time I saw them was actually at the Cobalt. Phoenix Thunderbird, who just heard, and this band we're going to play from right about now, Girlfriends and Boyfriends. Actually, we're going to do a bit of a 1-2-80s influenced double shot. There's another show happening tomorrow night we're going to tell you about just in a bit. So we want to do a bit of a double shot between Girlfriends and Boyfriends, who's playing on Friday, and then we'll tell you about the other show happening after the second half of this 1-2 punch. So that band we're going to hear from next is Peace, but this one is Girlfriend and Boyfriends featuring Mr. Adam Fink on drums, who is also helped out with the brand new Phoenix Thunderbird record as well. It's a little Vancouver link connection there. So without further ado, let's do this little 1-2-80s influenced shot here. Girlfriends and Boyfriends, Into Peace on Discord Radio, CITR. This track, by the way, is called Without Me on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
Through the window, through the pine. Hey, this is Robbie from Humans, and you're listening to Discorder Radio.
Hey, this is Peter from Humans, and this is CITR 101.9 FM.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9, a double shot of UK 80s influenced tracks there, it sounds like. That one was the band Peace with the track The Perp Walk from The World Is Too Much With Us EP, released in 2012. Prior to that, we heard from Boyfriends and Girlfriends Without Me. Bit of a without me double shot as well on that tip. Yes, Girlfriends and Boyfriends playing as part of the final come Friday, this Friday at the Cobalt, along with Greenback High, Sex with Strangers, Phoenix Thunderbird, and a slew of other great local bands. Really enjoyed that little 80s UK double shot there, sounding a bit like the Smiths from the first track, and a bit like you said the Peace sounds a bit like the Fall.
Yeah, specific, their singers sound a lot. Mark E. Smith is the singer from the Fall, and he's done a bunch of other stuff, and they sound very similar. So yeah, very UK post-punk.
Both Manchester bands as well, the Smiths and the Fall, we made the comparisons with. So
yeah.
bit of a Manchester shout-out there. Great Manchester movie, by the way, music movie, if you haven't seen it. 24-Hour Party People.
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Is it good?
Fantastic film. It's a story about the Manchester scene and almost like the birth of the whole rave scene. But the Happy Mondays, the Buzzcocks, New Order, Joy Division, all a great story, and the Hacienda, the club that was kind of the heartbeat of the pulsating heart of the Manchester scene in the 80s. Great flick, 24-hour party people. And actually, funny enough, the album cover of 24-Hour Party People is a chaotic poster that looks a bit like the album artwork for Freak Heat Waves and their album. The reason I mention Freak Heat Waves is they are playing tomorrow night as part of a special Hockey Dad show. Hockey Dad Records, of course, they recently had their 10-year anniversary party. I guess it was last month at the Railway Club. Defectors, Woolworm, Gender Dog, Cave Girl, and a few others played, Beelines as well. Well, they're back with another event tomorrow night at everybody's favorite venue from this past winter, the Hindenburg. Freak Heat Waves are playing along with Health Problems out of Seattle, N213, and Peace, who we just heard off the top. So if you want to come get a bit more peace into your diet, come check them out at the Hindenburg. But right now we're going to play the band that is, I guess you could say, headlining that show tomorrow night. And we're going to dedicate this one to our good friend and colleague Liz Holiday, who said she's quote-unquote semi-freaking out. There you go, a bit of a freak reference there for you. Don't dig yourself in too much of a hole, Liz. This is Dig a Hole by Freak Heat Waves, Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9.
Enjoy at the 15th Annual Latin Summer Festival. The festival takes place next to Trout Lake in John Hendry Park on Sunday, August 16th. free admission. Parking available, but the SkyTrain is recommended. For more information, visit latinsummerfest.com.
Vancouver Queer Film Festival runs this year from August 13th to 23rd. Check out spotlights on homebrewed Canadian craft, deeply moving Latin American films, gender debunking heroes, and a ton of youth-rated films. For more information, as well as tickets, six packs, and super passes, visit queerfilmfestival.ca.
This is Beardy Man, and you're listening to Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Discorder Radio. That's what we are. CITR 101.9. Yaysayer with their track Sunrise from their most recent album, Fragrant World. Yaysayer, out of Brooklyn, we're playing them here on our local radio program because they are coming to our lovely city of Vancouver this Saturday as part of the Sunset Festival, the Seawees Lululemon Half Marathon After Party is going to be in Stanley Park, and they're having a little party called the Sunset Festival. I mean, Lululemon and Vancouver are synonymous with each other these days. It's amazing. They even have a new Lululemon beer out. You know about this, Matt?
I did see that, yes. It was kind of...
Have you tried it?
I have not, but we made a lot of fun of it in the Syrup Trap Facebook thread.
Oh, so. I'm excited to check that out. I tried it. It's light. It's crisp. It's not bad. I'm a sucker for good marketing, and it's a nice cover art. It's their special Lululemon beer. It's called Curiosity Ale, released just for this party they're having on the weekend at Stanley Park. I'm not sure what the run was capped at, but thousands and thousands of yogis and runners are taking the streets for a half marathon, then afterwards heading to Stanley Park for a party featuring Yaysayer out of Brooklyn, St. Lucia, who's kind of a hybrid from both South Africa, Johannesburg, and New York City. And then a couple of local artists. One, Alex Mazerol, who's also a yoga teacher. Good friends of ours in Bear Mountain. They are playing in Stanley Park. Actually, the last time I saw Bear Mountain was at the Malkin Bowl in Stanley Park. So for me, personally, these guys are synonymous with Stanley Park. So we're going to play a track right now, which you may recognize because a sample of this is in our lovely Discord Radio show opener. Thanks so much to DJ CJ for his audio mixing talents to make it a reality. But it was just a teaser in the show promo. We're going to play the whole thing for you now. The track is Two Step. The band is Bear Mountain. And the festival is the Sunset Festival for the Lululemon Seawees Run. And you're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9. If you like dancing, this is a great track to get your groove on for. Turn it up.
Yeah.
This is Chelsea on 101.9 Discorda Radio, CITR. Woo! Nailed it. It's because
Discorda Radio, CITR 101. Oh my goodness, I'm a little slow off the gun today. But hopefully, if you're running in the CWS Marathon, you're not slow off the gun. That song was dedicated to all you runners. That one is called "The Chase." It's from the band The Back Homes, the Victoria Dream Pop duo who are covered this month in our July August double issue. A nice little album review of their album Tidal Wave. Prior to that, we heard Bear Mountain Two-Step. Actually, that's also a bit of a running reference as well. A couple running tracks in honor of the CWS Half Marathon. 10,000 runners taking part all over Vancouver. It ends in Stanley Park. And while most runs are packing it in, or most races are packing it in, they're picking this one up with the Sunset Festival, a massive after party in Stanley Park, yoga class, followed by three awesome bands, Yesair from Brooklyn, St. Lucia, Johannesburg, New York City hybrid, and Vancouver's own Bear Mountain. There you go. Okay, so what else is going on? It is right now. It's about 5:38, a little past halfway point of the show. Feels like a good time to talk about what's happening in CITR land, and with Discorder magazine. So we touched briefly on the fact that the back homes are covered in this month's issue with an album review. We're going to talk about another band featured in this month's issue, but we also want to talk about the fact that there is a brand new or a big release this week, and that is of the CITR Block Party. Matt, are you familiar with the CITR Block Party?
I am not. What is that? Sounds a lot like the AMS Block Party.
It's and funny, they actually happen basically the – oh, no. The Block Party is – AMS one is in April. This is September. So they kind of bookend the school year. But every year for the last – well, as far as I can remember, so since at least 2011 when I first moved to Vancouver, on Labor Day weekend – oh, actually, I think this is the 10th annual, if I'm not mistaken. They have the Victory Square Block Party down in Victory Square, corner of Cambie and Hastings. That park becomes a free concert. Yes, free concert. I was there last year. It was an awesome time. Bands like Supermoon were playing. Who else? The Purple Heart Social Club of who later we got to learn them through Hindenburg Shindig fame. anyways, that was a lot of fun. This year, the lineup has just been announced. The day is, as always, Labor Day weekend Sunday. This year, September the 6th. It starts at 2, goes to 9 o'clock. It is free, and the bands include, here we go, here's the lineup. Whitney K, Fake Tears, Cave Girl, Other Jesus, Gal Grayson, Twin River, Woolworm, and Ramsey. There you go. That's your lineup. The actual lineup of who's playing when will be determined later to the day. But interestingly enough, Woolworm, Ramsey, Whitney K, and Twin River are all got some kind of press this month in our double summer issue of Discorder magazine. Twin River, we did a review on their album, Should the Light Go Out. We're going to play some Twin River in a moment. But first, we're going to kick it off with Ramsey, who actually there is a feature written by our good friend Jonathan Q, who got really meta with his article, actually. He was talking a little bit about how they were hanging out in Dude Chilling Park and they were discussing the merits of Montreal versus Vancouver and so on and so forth. But yeah, Ramsey, R-A-M-Z-I, her real name is Phoebe Guillemot. Hopefully I said that correctly, G-U-I-L-L-E-M-O-T, from Montreal, Montreal. The album Hootie Kush, released on Vancouver's 1080p label. yeah, this is her album. She was explaining to Mr. Q that Ramsey is a paroxysm of dualisms, male slash female, genuine slash perverse, free slash captive. She says the first side of the album is Ramsey being happy. Then the B side, you feel the trip, the danger coming. So we're going to hear a bit of the contrast and the duality of Ramsey right now. We're going to play a track called Princess of Cups. Great article, Jonathan Q, and great tunes from Phoebe Guillemot and her alias Ramsey, who is playing next month at the Victory Square Block Party, and that news just being released this week. But here we go, making her Discorder Radio debut. This is Ramsey with Princess of Cups on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. We'll be right back.
We've got a new kid in town, the July-August issue of Discorder, with features on Morning Coup, Ramsey, Woolworm, Whitney Kay, Adrian Teacher, and more. Art projects, comedy coverage, live music, and album reviews. This month's Discorder is packing. Pick it up around town at a local venue or record store near you. And a special thanks to this issue's advertisers, Shindig, Victory Square, Queer Arts Festival, Audiopile, The Rio Theater, The Rickshaw Theater, Vinyl Records, Vivo Media Arts, Ponderosa, Fringe Festival, Volunteer Media, Catsolano, Rifflandia, Live Band, and AMS Events. Farewell, and stay hyper, Space Cowboy.
Post-sound, proto-vibrations, deep clamor, free resonance, primal buzz, and ecstatic dissonance. With Victoria's Freak Heat Waves, Seattle's Health Problems, plus local favorites Peace and N213's Group Vision.
Wednesday, August 12th at the Hindenburg, presented by Hockey Dad Records and CITR.
Yo, what's up? You hearing my voice right now? This is Prevail from Swollen Members. When I'm rocking my motherfucking Tivoli, Henry Kloss Model 1 radio up in the kitchen, my dial never changes from 101.9 CITR, and I live on 7th and ooh! Swollen Members gonna make y'all stop. Take a minute and remember who takes the top.
Go up into the city just to see what I would find.
Discord Radio CITR 1019 Secret in a Seance by Twin River. Twin River from the album Should the Light Go Out from Light Organ Records, which has been reviewed in this special double summer edition of Discord Magazine. Prior to that, we heard from Ramsey, also featured this month. Great article written by our good friend Jonathan Q. And if I'm not mistaken, I think we heard Jonathan Q's voice three times in that last break, voicing three of the ads, with the second one with the slow pitch turned up. I think I'm pretty sure I recognize some Jonathan Q isms and nuances. I could be wrong, but I think that was him doing the ad for Victory Square Block Party in there in the middle. And speaking of which, both those bands, Ramsey as well as Twin River, are going to be playing as part of the Victory Square Block Party happening next month, the Sunday of Labor Day long weekend, Labor Day, September the 6th. Victory Square at Canby and Hastings, a free concert put on for you by your good friends here at CITR 1019. Always a great time, always a super fun summertime event. Okay, so moving along, speaking of free summertime events, we had a bit of a last-second change in the show here because Mr. Matt Muse, who's doing a great job working the board as always. How you doing there, buddy?
Howdy.
Now, you, I don't know if you want to share with our audience what you do when you're not working the board at Discord Radio.
Oh, I've been doing a bit of contract work at CBC Vancouver. But what you may or may not know is that CBC, during the summer, they're building down at Georgia and Hamilton there. Every noon hour during the weekday between noon and one, they've got a concert series they call the Musical Nooner Series. So you can go check it out on like the patio in front of the building if you're familiar with it at all. And you can come check out sometimes local, sometimes touring, sometimes in conjunction with various festivals that are happening all summer long. And who have we got on deck this week that we were excited about?
Yes, well, we know for a fact that Tanya Aganaba, who's no stranger to Discord Radio, she will be performing on Friday. But there was a bit of confusion about who the performer was on Thursday. We originally thought it was the Gay 90s.
Well, that's all the signage that I've seen says Gay 90s, but the website disagrees.
Yes, and you know what? The website was last updated yesterday, and I'm guessing the posters were...
The posters have been there at least since Friday.
Okay. Well, the Gay 90s, we have played them quite a bit here on Discord Radio. We had the pleasure of interviewing them a few times, and they've gotten a lot of love from Discord over the years. So we're going to give someone new a chance. Actually, she's not that new because she is, or the band, Savannah. I'm talking about Savannah Wellman of the band Savvy. She is also does some work at Music BC, so she's been around the music industry for quite a while. She was also formerly in the band Redbird. Well, this new group is produced by Matt Rogers from Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer fame, and it includes Savannah Wellman's smooth, sultry, sexy vocals, and it's a nice album. The album is called Night Eyes, and we are going to try to play this little single here called It's Okay, which climbed all the way to number 4 on the CBC Radio 3 charts. CBC Radio 3, of course, is in the same vicinity where Matt Muse works every day. There you go. But Matt Muse will not be working on Thursday at noon. He'll be outside enjoying these guys. This is Savvy with the track It's Okay, and we'll do a little double shot with Tanya Aganaba, a musical nooner shout-out here on Discord Radio, CITR 1019.
We'll be right back. What's up? This is Kay Flay. You are listening to Discorder, CITR 101.9 FM.
Grow. I blossom, then I'm blooming, capturing my flow. I say the essence of my presence is subliminal, but pivotal. The future rap investment, it is critical. I feel it though. See, man ain't nothing but live mind. We're living in real time. We're sick and we do fine. Get mine with it. Said this rap game to the dope game. They kept us all in pain. They kept us all insane. Let's disconnect it. Said I'm focusing on the soul star. Recognize what we are. I said the attitude I invest, the energy I ingest. I said my heart beating through my chest, so check out my love life. We're letting go of the bullshit. Hey baby, the truth is, we're letting go would be useless. So let's do this. Well, let's do this.
Ooh, yeah.
Nice one. I like the little drum beat to end it there. Run Until I Die, Tanya Aganaba, who is actually the manager of Chill Winston, where our good friend Liz Holiday, who's not here today. We miss you, Liz. We look forward to having you back next week. That's how they have a connection. And Tanya, we played a lot of her recently, but we've had lots of good reason to play her. And another good reason is because she's playing this Friday as part of CBC's Musical Nooner. So much cool free stuff happening on Thursday. The band Savvy is playing. We talked about them before. And lots of other cool free events happening, including the CITR block party happening on Labor Day weekend. This weekend, we got the Sunset Festival. We played some music from that earlier. Summer Series happening at New Brighton Park. Hockey Dad event tomorrow night. Just lots of great music to choose from. Hope you get a chance to check out some cool live music. We're going to give it over to Mike, who's going to do the flex your head thing in about 5 minutes' time. But we want to just give a quick thank you before we finish the show. I think, Matt, I want first of all, thank you for your great job working the board today.
Well, thank you.
Okay. And now, why don't we talk about... this one last closer, and what's the reference here?
Right. So I've been playing in a band for a little while called The Maneuver. They used to exist about a year ago. Then a lot of the rhythm section quit, and Chris has the King, the frontman, has reformed the band. Chris King.
Do you guys call him
Chris
the King?
The King. Anyway,
is he one of those? You know. Okay.
He's he's reformed the band, and we're ready to play our first show with a new lineup. You can come check us out at the Sushi Delight Galleria down at King Ed in Maine. That's on Saturday. We don't have any recordings that are really worth playing, but we are going to do a cover of this song so you can learn the words and come sing along. This is a song from 1969 by Sly and the Family Stone. It's called Thank You, and I believe I'm correct in saying the first song to use slap bass, the slap bass sound. First song ever. So, yeah.
Well, thank you for that, Matt Muse. Best of luck on Friday night to you and the King.
Saturday night.
So here's Thank You to end out the show by Sly and the Family Stone on Discord Radio on CITR 101.9.
Thank you.